From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston and PRI, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Stanford University will divest its $18 billion endowment of holdings in coal companies, a major victory for the rapidly growing fossil fuel divestment movement. Stanford is the first major university to acknowledge its investments contribute to climate disruption, and it joins 11 colleges and a number of cities and foundations that have already divested. The announcement came within days of the arrest of students demanding divestment at Washington and Harvard universities. Stanford President John Hennessy called moving away from coal investments, quote, a small but constructive step, and pledged to keep working to develop viable, sustainable energy solutions for the future. Well, divestment activists are thrilled. Stanford junior Michael Penuelas, a lead student organizer, explained how the breakthrough happened.
Stanford's Board of Trustees passed a vote with a majority sufficient to divest Stanford from coal. So what that means is they're going to cease all direct investments in pretty much a list of about the 100 biggest coal companies. They're not going to make any future investments in those either.
What about mutual funds that have coal, maybe just as a small part?
Yeah, so mutual funds and indices make up the majority of Stanford's endowment. Big endowments in general are going to be under various contractual obligations. So they can't just go ahead and divest immediately is what it sounds like to us. But they're going to go ahead and pressure those as strongly as they can to go ahead and do what they can, those external asset managers, to pull Stanford's money out.
To what extent were you inside the room during this assessment by Stanford on the question of divestment?
So our campaign submitted a formal request for review to an advisory panel composed of faculty, staff, students, and alumni as well, last spring. And then since then, we've met with various elements of that panel and other administrators about once every 2 weeks or once a week while they've been conducting an extensive research and deliberation process. About 2 weeks ago, they notified us that it had passed on to the Board of Trustees. There's a subcommittee there that then made a bigger recommendation to the board itself.
What was your dialogue like with the university through this process?
Very amiable and very constructive. We've actually been struck, particularly when you look at the actions that other administrations have taken. For example, in the last week or so, students have been arrested on the campuses of Harvard and Washington University for this same push. So, you know, in light of that, when you look at it from that kind of a juxtaposition, quite fantastic.
Now, your group, Fossil Free Stanford, was calling on the university to divest from all fossil fuels. How satisfied are you with this step?
We're pretty proud of Stanford. This marks the biggest endowment, you know, $18.7 billion that is now off the table when it comes to investments in coal. We'll certainly keep pushing because tar sands is just about as dirty as coal when it comes to carbon, but also oil and natural gas, they're also all contributing enormously to climate change. And it's largely a similar group of companies that are controlling those reserves. And what Stanford made its decision on was the fact that the climate change caused by coal is causing substantial enough social injury, was the wording that they used, to warrant action on those investments. And in our opinion, all of the other drivers of climate change are also causing that same social injury. We're going to keep this dialogue going. We're going to keep working with this review panel, this advisory panel, and ultimately we're going to really hope for divestment. And this is a promising sign.
Now, a cynic might say that Stanford's move was simply a smart financial move, given how coal stocks have fallen. The biggest company, Peabody Coal, was $75 just 3 years ago, $75 a share, and is now down in the teens.
I certainly think that that was a major factor in Stanford's decision. Fossil fuels, as carbon legislation rolls out across the globe and as people realize that there are feasible alternatives, are going to decrease in value. There's this concept of a carbon bubble that's being discussed widely in financial circles right now. And so I think, frankly, that it makes good financial sense. And there have been some studies that have shown if universities had divested 10 years ago, they'd have significantly higher returns today. It's just fact that these industries are on the way out. Coal, particularly in the U.S., but all of these fossil fuel industries. So, you know, I think that's a perfectly good reason. If universities want to divest on financial grounds, then you know what? That's good by me.
How much money do you think Stanford had invested in coal when this ruling came down?
Stanford being a private institution, they don't have to disclose where their investments go for the most part, and they don't. But President John Hennessy did state that it's not a very big chunk. The direct investments that they're going to rid themselves of immediately. So it's not the biggest financial impact that it could have been, but it's certainly something, and more than anything, it's certainly a symbolic statement that Stanford on an institutional level is done with coal. Coal, you know, it's the most carbon-intensive fossil fuel. The largest fossil fuel reserves on Earth are coal reserves, and it's the fossil fuel with the most rapid increase in the rate of exploitation in countries around the world. So a move away from coal on the part of Stanford is a leading and a really major step in the move away from the fossil fuel industry.
What's the importance of this coal divestment by Stanford in terms of the national divestment movement, do you think?
The responses we've been getting, you know, on Facebook and other forms of social media, as well as, you know, 100 emails that we've received so far from other student organizers, have been ecstatic. This is one of the first really big wins. You know, this is 18.7 billion reasons why we need to keep moving and we need to keep pushing. So a lot of those campaigns are galvanized by this because of, especially in light of, again, these arrests at Harvard and Washington University have been a really depressing and sad week for the movement because these universities chose, instead of opening dialogue with their students, to arrest them. So I think this comes at a really important time, and this is going to be a crucial action when we look back at this movement in the future.
Michael Penuelos is a junior at Stanford University and a lead student organizer for the Fossil Free Stanford movement. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time. Thank you.